While attending the UC Berkeley School of Journalism, Eva Rendel made her film, All That Remains. The subject was how farm workers here cope with the 2017 wildfires both during and after. Her film also spotlighted a local nonprofit. Recently, she spoke with news director Steve Mencher from her new home in Colorado.
What I do remember when I was reporting on the fires originally was just how hard it was for farm workers to wear masks during harvest, because I don't think people realize, A, how hard that work is. It's just very physically demanding. And it's also like the hottest time of year. So wearing a mask is just really difficult. And right now we just have this perfect storm of a pandemic and a heat wave and more wildfires.
Yeah. Now you got to know a little bit about the nonprofit community. This organization called Puertas Abiertas in Napa is really doing the work of helping out the undocumented community and other immigrants there. Tell me a little bit about Puertas Abiertas and their work in Napa.
So they're a really important part of the community. What I found was these nonprofits are kind of able to provide a lot of services that people maybe could have gotten from the county or other places, but are too afraid to go and ask for. So Puertas is this really safe space for people where they can come and they have English classes, they help people do their taxes, they have a bingo night for elderly women, or they can come and have community. They have immigration lawyers and can help you with your status. They're just there to provide a lot of different services and help people, and they're a really important part of the community.
Now, as we've started to talk to people in the community, we're learning more about the trauma that started for many, obviously beforehand if they had a difficult journey here to the U.S., but certainly starting in 2016 when the activities of ICE ramped up and the immigrant community knew that there were targets on their backs. Can you tell us what you learned about the work of ICE in immigrant communities, especially among the undocumented, and what that was doing to the fabric of the community?
Yeah, this was something that just really consistently stood out to me in every interview that I had. Every person that I talked to was just this really ever-present fear, and this idea that they could be taken and sent away at any moment. And I think it's important to remember that when the fires happened in 2017, there were just a lot of constant ICE raids happening across the country. I think it was 2 weeks before the fires, ICE had raided sanctuary cities across the country. And there had been a lot of raids in Northern California as well. And just the way this administration was talking, it really felt like ICE could show up at any minute and that they were really targeting communities where there might be a lot of undocumented people. And what the consequence of that is that people are afraid to go to the doctor. They're afraid to go to the grocery store. After the fires, people were really afraid to go to shelters because it took a few days for ICE to officially say that they wouldn't raid the shelters. What I showed in the film was a lot of people just drove their families out to Bodega Bay and were like, "This, it's safer for us to be out here where we can just go out in the water than it is to go to a shelter because we don't know who might show up there."
That was filmmaker Eva Rendel. Special thanks to KQED. You can watch her short documentary, All That Remains, at norcalpublicmedia.org.